Message number 2, arriving at the highest peak of the divine revelation, Roman numeral number 1. The highest peak of the divine revelation given to us by God is the revelation of the eternal economy of God, God becoming man, that man may become God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. A. The entire Bible, which is the explanation of the eternal economy of God, is the autobiography of the Triune God, seen in the two sections of eternity and on the bridge of time. 1. The Triune God came from eternity into time and with his divinity to enter into humanity to become the incarnated God for his direct move in man, seen in the four Gospels, for the accomplishment of his judicial redemption. John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. 2. In resurrection, he became the compounded God, the process God, the all-inclusive, life-giving spirit seen in the Acts and the Epistles for the carrying out of his organic salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:45, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. 3. In eternity future, he will be the corporate God, the New Jerusalem, seen in Revelation 21 and 22. Revelation 21:2, and I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. 4. The universal divine human incorporation of the process and consummated Triune God with the regenerated, transformed, and glorified believers is the goal of God's eternal economy. 5. The central revelation of God in the Lord's recovery is God becoming the flesh becoming the life-giving spirit, and the life-giving spirit becoming the sevenfold, intensified spirit to build up the church that becomes the body of Christ and that consummates the new Jerusalem. B. God becoming man, that man might become God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead, is the essence of the entire Bible, the diamond in the box of the Bible, the eternal economy of God. 1. God became man through incarnation by participating in man's humanity. Man becomes God through transformation by participating in God's divinity. A. Participating in God's life. Corinthians 3:4, when Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. B. Participating in God's nature, 2 Peter 1:4, through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature. C. Participating in God's mind, Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. D. Participating in God's being. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. E. Participating in God's image. Romans 8:29. Because of those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. F. Participating in God's glory. Romans 8:30. And those whom he predestinated, these he also called. And those whom he called, these he also justified. And those whom he justified, these he also glorified. G. Participating in God's sonship. Romans 8:23. And not only so, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan in ourselves, eagerly awaiting sonship, the redemption of our body. H. Participating in God's manifestation. Romans 8:19. For the anxious watching of the creation eagerly awaits the revelation of the sons of God. I. To bear God's likeness. 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been manifested what we will be. We know that if he is manifested, we will be like him because we will see him even as he is. J, to be God kind, God species. Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. 2. This divine human romance is the subject of the entire Bible, the content of God's economy, and the secret of the entire universe.